Alright folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge, your daily dose of motivation to level up your life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that something hippies talk about? Nope, self-compassion is like the secret weapon of champions on and off the field. It's not about being soft or letting yourself get away with anything, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer your best friend. Think about it. Would you rip into a buddy for messing up? Probably not. You'd probably offer encouragement and help them bounce back stronger. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? Here's the deal, folks, self-compassion is vital to your overall well-being. It reduces stress, boosts resilience, helps you learn from mistakes, and even improves your physical health. Sound good? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways to make this a reality for you. First off, embrace imperfection. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Ever notice how we tend to dwell on our failures way more than our successes? Well, that's your inner critic taking over. Instead, try to reframe those setbacks as learning opportunities. Every stumble is a chance to adjust your approach and come back stronger. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently redirect your thoughts to what's happening right now. Focus on your breath, your senses, anything to ground you in the here and now. Third, be kind to your inner voice. How do you talk to yourself when things get tough? Are you that harsh critic who constantly puts you down? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Imagine a friend going through something similar, what would you say to them? Now, say those words to yourself. Fourth, acknowledge your shared humanity. Remember, everyone struggles. You're not alone in this journey. Connect with others who understand what you're going through. Sharing your experiences and hearing from others can create a powerful sense of community and support. You'd be surprised how much strength comes from knowing you're not the only one facing these challenges. Finally, celebrate your achievements. Big or small, acknowledge your wins. Did you nail that presentation? Finish that workout. Give yourself credit for those accomplishments. We often focus on what we haven't done yet, but celebrating our successes helps build confidence and motivation. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a marathon runner who's been training relentlessly. She's putting in the hours, pushing her limits, but she misses a few key workouts due to an unexpected illness. She starts feeling discouraged, doubting herself, thinking, "I'm going to fail." Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, Sarah practices self-compassion. She acknowledges that getting sick is not her fault and reminds herself that missing a few workouts doesn't define her as a runner. She focuses on what she can control, adjusting her training schedule and pushing herself when she's back on track. She also reaches out to her running group for support, reminding herself that she's part of a community that understands her journey. See the difference? Sarah uses self-compassion as a tool to bounce back stronger instead of letting setbacks define her. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer anyone else facing challenges. So start practicing today. Embrace those imperfections, be kind to your inner voice, and remember, you're worthy of love and support, starting with yourself. Now go out there and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra self-love in their life. And head over to our social media, let us know what resonated with you most and how you plan to implement these tips. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.